Welcome to the world of Shabbos Reimagined. My name is Reuven Brand, and I am delighted to welcome you on this learning journey as we explore fascinating, inspiring, and incredible dimensions of the gift that is Shabbos. Let's get started. Welcome, everyone. Here we are for part two of Making Salad on Shabbos, where we explore the malacha of tochin, of grinding. So we know that one of the 39 malachos is the malacha of tochin, of taking one organic whole and subdividing it, crushing it, pulverizing it into smaller, tiny pieces. In the Mishkan, this took place in the context of seeds that were used for dyeing. The Gemara translates this into the sidur tapas, into the order of making bread, which means taking kernels of wheat and crushing them and grinding them so that we can make flour and ultimately dough and bread. So the Mishnah, the Mishnah records this on Daf Ayin Gimel on 73, where we list all 39 malachos, and the Gemara says that so too, if somebody is farim silka, which is a hard term to determine what that exactly is, that is a violation of tochein. So some Rishonim, Rabbeinu Chananel, according to one opinion, says that it has to do with taking wood and making it into tiny shavings. But the majority opinion is that it means, parim means mincing or dicing very finely. Silka, selik, is probably beets. So taking vegetables and cutting them up into tiny pieces. So if that's the case, then when making Israeli salad, you have to be careful to ensure that you're going to avoid violating the malacha of tochein. So it's true, according to some Rishonim, you don't violate this malacha when it comes to food. However, the majority opinion is that even food is subject to the malacha of tochein. Some Rishonim, like the Rambam, say it has to be food which is going to be for cooking. It's almanas lavashlo. Whereas the majority of Rishonim assume even cucumbers or peppers or tomatoes, which are used in Israeli salad, could be subject to the malacha of dash. So, to the malacha of tochein, of grinding. So parim silka would tell us that we have to be careful. In addition to not violating the malacha per se, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Sheshis, the Chuvas of the Rivash from the 14th century from Algiers, tells us that it's not just the size that you are cutting it down to which matters, but even the utensil. If you use a specialized piece of equipment, he's talking about a special type of cheese grinder, that could be a problem, he says, if it is a specialized piece of equipment that you usually use during the weekend. Weekdays, that's called uvdin dechol. That's a manner of which is inappropriate, according to the rabbis, because it is a weekday type of usage. So when we think about preparing salad, we want to be sure that we don't run afoul of this malacha. So what do we need to do to ensure that it's not going to be a problem? So the Rashba, Rav Shlomo Aderet in the Tshuva, he tells us that just like, according to him, there was a conceptual leniency in the malacha of borer, of selecting, that is called derech achila, the way of eating. So too, in the malacha of tochein, just like if you use your teeth or your dentures, you don't violate grinding. So too, if you do the malacha of tochein, the act of grinding, of chopping up very finely right before the meal, that too is acceptable. Now, not every Rishon, not every Achron accept this, but this is the majority opinions. The Beis Yosef, and subsequently in our day, Rav Avad Yosef, relies heavily on this leniency, that if it's not immediately before, you are going to eat just like borer within that same small window of time, right before you eat, that's going to be okay. Second leniency, let's say you're making croutons for your salad that you need to crush up some bread. Rav Mordechai ben Hill, the Ashkenazi, important fundamental Rishon, says that if it's already been ground up from its organic whole, let's say you have wheat, which is ground up into flour, then baked into cookies or bread, and then you're going to break that bread down into small segments for your croutons, that's not a problem. Ein tochein achar tochein. The third important leniency to keep in mind is, let's say you have something which you want to put in your salad that you've cooked, and you've cooked it to the point that it's falling apart already. Let's say you have a potato that is in your challah, for example, and it's been so cooked that it's going to fall apart immediately once you stick your knife or your fork in it. That's not a problem because it's so soft, it's not subject to the problem of tochein. So if we think about the salad preparation that we're doing, if we're using vegetables that are not going to be cooked afterwards, let's say peppers or cucumbers or tomatoes, so already there's some leniency that maybe there's no rule of tochein. So the majority opinion is no, there's still going to be a problem of tochein. Well, according to the Rashba, if you do it right before, that's going to be okay. Well, even according to those who assume that it's not okay to do it right before, the Beis Yosef in his commentary, that's Rav Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, in his commentary on the tour, on the classic original 14th century halachic work that divides everything into four sections, that's the model for the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef on the tour says, okay, so cut it into slightly larger pieces, because we don't know exactly what does it mean, parim silka, if you mince it finely. Well, how fine is fine? So the Beis Yosef says, if you make slightly larger pieces, that's going to be helpful. So you're making a salad, if you cut it into pieces that are larger than you usually make, and it's done immediately before, then you know you're going to be in good shape. One other very important leniency that the Gemara introduces is that usually when you do a malacha, the way to violate the malacha is in the normal fashion. If you do it in an abnormal fashion, that's what we call a shinui, usually that's prohibited midrabanan. It's a rabbinic restriction. However, there is an exception that exists in the context of the malacha of tochein, of grinding, in which just using the back of the handle of the knife is enough of an abnormal manner that it is permitted lechatchila. It's allowed even a priori. So let's say you want to crush up your corn or your tomatoes, and you've cut it in half, and now you're going to smush it into smaller pieces. So that's going to be permitted if you use the back of a spoon or the back of a knife. What about something that you want to mash? Well, what about mashing? So the Chazon Ish says mashing is a problem because that's cutting it into tiny pieces. It's just glued together by the liquid. And Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, he says absolutely not. Mashing, let's say you take an avocado and you mash it, you're still stuck with, no pun intended, the original mass of avocado. It's just in a different shape. You haven't done the malacha of tochein, which is subdividing one organic whole into a lot of others. So if you're mashing an avocado for your salad, Rav Moshe says that is totally fine. And so to summarize, yes, you have to be careful about cutting things into tiny pieces. And yes, you also have to be careful about not using a grinder, or in Yiddish, they used to call it a ribeisen. However, no, it does not mean that you cannot make salad on Shabbos. It's certainly preferable to do all the work before Shabbos. But if it is right before the meal for immediate use, and you're going to make it into slightly larger pieces, the Rashba combined with the Beis Yosef's suggestion of larger pieces is certainly be acceptable to make your Israeli salad on Shabbos, L'Kavod Shabbos. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to learning with you next week. For more amazing Torah opportunities, please check out our YU Torah Mitzion Kollel of Chicago's website, www.torahchicago.org.